Go. Welcome into the Waiver Fire podcast. Bonus edition here. We have Jandy on lock right now. What's up, big dog?
Not much. Howdy,
Alex
howdy.
Schmidt, the brother, is coming on the pod once again. Perennial favorite. Highlight of the show annually.
No doubt.
And we have you on.
Bring it to listeners.
Because, big bro, we've got the head-to-head matchup.
Yeah, I'm not feeling so great. Brian Robinson's gone for, what, 10 yards now?
It is Thursday night of the week, which is a little late because the games have kicked off. But this is week 5 of the fantasy football season. This is when things start to get a little hot and heavy, a little heated. We both sit at 3-1 on top of the league because, of course, I mean, come on, let's be real. You
Last
by
started at the bottom, and I felt a lot more comfortable with my team then. I feel like my team is dipping pretty soon.
It's right on the edge of the cliff, huh?
I mean, Miles Sanders looking like he's doing a lot of sharing time.
Uh-oh.
Brian Robinson is supposed to be my best back. Here he is, not doing shit against the worst defense in the league.
Uh-oh.
Alexander Matt got Cam Akers coming up his ass.
You have lucked your way to 3-1 already. I have worked hard to 3-1, but we're both here.
Points.
We are both here, man. And the loser of this moves to 3-2, kind of goes back into the pack, if you will.
Yeah.
While 4-1,
better.
Golly, 4-1's a big old difference there.
I mean, they just beat your ass in fantasy baseball. So, I mean, I'm riding in with the hot streak.
Jandy has won the Freeze's Funhouse 2 years in a row. Something I didn't really think possible. I had a chance at it a couple of years back. I won and then was runner up. That was tough to stomach, but you did it. You
grit.
You see, I didn't have true grit. It was fake. It was fake news.
Champion. That defines winners from, you know, dynasties.
I mean, you only remember the losers of the championship when they're really like losers, like Moonhead. And you can't forget.
I was about to say, got to give respect to both him and Alex Farrell. Back-to-back failures. They've really come through for me.
Oh, they know their place, man. And maybe Moonhead's seeking a third loss in the championship, you know.
He's got the team for it.
It would behoove him to get there. Hey, he's getting paid in second place. Let's not give him two. It's impressive, but you've taken it down back to back years.
Yep.
Fifth hurts hard for sure. And you're right, man. You did seal the deal in the fantasy baseball family league. Impressive.
Very.
I haven't even peeked at your team. Who were the stars leading the way there?
Well, I did have, you know, the greatest baseball player of all time,
That's
Shohei
right.
Ohtani, on my team.
Shohei was that I because obviously you can't count in both ways, pitching and hitting.
No.
Was it difficult to pick each week?
I pretty well kept him in as pitcher just because
trusting
those are tougher to come by than people that can hit for the most part.
That's fair. Especially he's only a DH, so you'd have to steal the DH slot there. But well done, man. You're riding a heat streak. But yeah, we come in tonight at 3-1. I looked but right before Thursday night football, and I think you were favored by 1 point, Al. And
well, that's quite a lineup.
Brian Robinson going into the half right now. I don't know if they have the ball right now or what, but six carries against,
uh-huh,
like you said, the second worst defense in the entire league, only behind the Denver Broncos. 10
uh-huh.
yards. 10 yards.
Did he just pick up a first down though, or is that Gibson?
Well, I unfortunately am not watching the game, but would love for Gibson to start getting some action. That would be
catching out of the backfield. I think it was Antonio.
Sad to see.
Hey,
but
if one little glimmering hope. The Bears gave up how many touchdowns in the second half to the
Junk time. Junk time could be a very real deal
not
right
even
here.
Junk time. The Broncos came back and beat them outright
wow.
last
week. Dude, you're absolutely right. There could be a total tank fest. And it's at home in Washington. Can you imagine being a fan?
Yeah. Taking off work tomorrow to come to this tonight.
Thursday night. You looked at your whole schedule. You got it laid out in front of you. You're like, you know, this team doesn't have much promise. We've got Sam Howell at quarterback. Okay. Hey,
yeah,
week five, we get the Bears. We're going to circle that in. That's going to be a prime time. Oh, boy. 27-3 at halftime.
Respect to DJ Moore.
DJ, who I was just totally out. I was out on the entire Bears franchise this year from fantasy. DJ going off for 33 points in the first half. Sheesh. Vinkett is just creaming himself right now. Mm-mm-mm.
On well, a Thursday, gotta feel good.
That's a fantastic start. We'll get into the matchup in just a little bit, but I do want to peek back, Al, at the draft a little bit. You know, we're again 5 weeks in. And right. we don't have to belabor the point, but I just kind of wanted to get your mindset on the picks and how you're feeling, you know, at the time and afterwards. It gets to the number.
I've looked at the draft a lot and not had much regret.
You've peeked back.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Well, then you've settled your thoughts. Then this won't be impromptu. You'll have your thoughts worked out for you.
Pick. It changes every week, and it's continued to get poorer for me, but. Yeah, I have general opinions on who went around me and what I missed out on.
You're sitting there at the 106. You've got Ja'Marr Chase there. Ja'Marr Chase has taken the NFL by storm with Joe Burrow.
Right.
You've got Tyreek Hill there as well. And to a lesser extent, you have Bijan Robinson. But that's just so scary. It's Atlanta.
I'm not taking a Falcon in the first round.
Cannot ever. That ship sailed once Mike Vick torched some dogs, unfortunately. But talk to me a little bit. Ja'Marr Chase versus Tyreek. Was it a hard decision?
Well, I made it quickly. But, I wasn't expecting Chase to be there. Pretty much every mock I did, he was off the board. I was pretty much thinking it was going to be Tyreek or Travis Kelce. And then it was pick a tight end in the first round. And I was thinking I was pretty much going to go with Tyreek. But then when Ja'Marr Chase fell, and I was like, well, I've decided I'm going receiver. I like Joe Burrow. Tua could play three games and then never play football again in his life. So I picked Chase. I'm still optimistic, but clearly it's not worked out. He had one good game. I think he did halfway decent last week, if I'm not mistaken.
Everybody's giving the Denver Broncos, you know, the most poop because, of course, they're embarrassing. But the Cincinnati Bengals actually had a severe amount of hype. And for them to be where they are right now is the most shocking offensive story in the NFL.
What's their record? Do you know?
I think they only picked up the one win. I think they're 1-3. I think so. Are they 2-2?
Who's that win against?
Let's peek quickly.
They play the Steelers or something.
They got stomped by the Browns. They narrowly lost to the Ravens. They picked up the win against the Rams, surprisingly, at home. And then they just got walloped against the Titans. So they're sitting at 1-3.
Wallop? Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, King Henry ran all over them.
And they put up 3 points against the Titans.
Pretty rough.
Big yikes moment for sure. They do get to play the Cardinals this week. The Cardinals. Yeah.
They've been a little bit of a story this year. They've got 2 wins, 2-2?
They've only picked up the one. I think they've only picked up the one win against the
but they've been competing.
Against the boys. But they have been fighting hard, but they have given up a minimum of 16 points each week, and that was the Cowboys. The other teams, 20 to the Commanders, 31 points to the Giants. They gave up 31 points to the terrible Daniel Jones Giants.
Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow are good athletes. I've got faith there. I mean, I don't know. I'm assuming it's Joe Burrow's injury. I've not watched the Bengals much of any. But he also did get the contract in the offseason.
He's laying down on that contract. He's got bags.
Better, he feels more weight on himself to actually be, you know, the top guy. He's not fighting for it anymore.
That's a fair point. I mean, they made it to the Super Bowl. So, I mean, that's a lot to live up to for sure. And of course, interestingly enough, in our matchup, Al, I have Joe Mixon. So even if the Bengals do pop off, it's going to be a little bit like, who is that?
Oh, right. Oh,
God, not Jamar Chase, please. No.
Yeah, I'm not that intimidated by Joe Mixon. If it's Jamar Chase and Joe Mixon, I'm going to take Chase all day.
I can see it. The offensive line, you mentioned Joe Burrow's injury. The offensive line has also been bad, which can be tough to fix. But I feel you. I was not going to go Tyreek as well. I would have picked Chase as well. Tyreek agreed with Tua could have retired last year, forced to retire. And that's still, I think, at any moment. You know, that's a storyline.
It is week five. We're four games in. Tua is, I mean, he's a good passer, but keep him upright or watch out.
No doubt. And that's a story that's been pushed deep aside. NFL does not want to talk about that because he's an absolute star.
More about Taylor Swift.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. Did you see what Taylor was wearing last night? Yeah, Tua could be gone at any second, and that would spell doom to that entire offense. So I agree on the pick. It circles back into round two. Again, you're right in the heart of the draft. So you're having, you know, you're not getting back-to-back picks ever. You're having to kind of wade through these storms. Tony Pollard goes off the board right before you. I was very big on Tony Pollard.
Yeah, Tony Pollard was going to be my pick.
When Major passed on him two picks from you and said went Josh Jacobs, which I don't know about that.
Jacobs. Tony was the best second round pick available, I thought.
I think so. Well, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
At that point, middle of the range. I mean, yeah, you still had Devonta Adams and such, but.
And so you're sitting there with Patty and Josh Allen as quarterback options. Quarterback in the second round's kind of like historically been like, really? But they're just so elite that.
Right.
And then, you know, you've got some kind of middling potential wide receivers. Remember, this is when Aaron Rodgers was still alive. So Garrett Wilson had all of the hype in the world. But I guess you were leaning quarterback. I was a little bit surprised you went Patty over Allen.
No. So I wanted Tony Pollard. I was pretty set on him. Yeah. He, of course, didn't fall to me. I didn't like any of the other running backs at that point.
Kenneth Walker, Joe Mixon, Najee Harris was kind of the bunch. And
yeah, Kenneth Walker was a bit of a reach. Now, he wasn't a bad pick.
No.
But he wasn't supposed to be second round for me.
Right.
Who was there, I was not very interested in. I liked Garrett Wilson. I gave Garrett Wilson consideration. And then I went Mahomes because Mahomes, just like Chase, I was not expecting him to really be, which I guess I should have. Like you said, quarterback in the second round, that's, you know, they don't always go where they're hyped up to be. But
right.
Anyway, I went Mahomes kind of on a whim, didn't want to go receiver. Jump ahead to third round. I knew
but
I did
not like not to jump ahead for a second, but Josh Allen, didn't Josh Allen give you your ship last year or no?
Well, yeah, I had Josh Allen last year. He certainly helped. He started out hot, but they kind of cooled off in the back half of the season. I mean, he was getting 20 points a game, but he wasn't. I mean, if you look at his performance last year, he started like 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
And then it cooled off.
Mm.
Where Mahomes just won a Super Bowl, right?
He's unbelievable. He is unbelievable. He's
fine.
He hasn't looked himself this year.
No,
but
no, hasn't quite come to form. But just like Chase, I mean, Mahomes has proven himself that you don't really have to worry. He's a performer.
Agreed. But circle back, you're right. We're getting into the third round, and right before you, Najee goes off the board. Now, obviously, Najee has been the worst, and thank God. I mean, Joe Mixon hasn't been big sexy, but at that second, third round turn, I was thinking Najee or Joe Mixon because I wanted a running back.
Yeah.
And I was like, Joe Mixon's got to be on the better offense, and Najee's kind of looked a little slow. So thank God I went that direction. But he goes off the board before you, and what are you looking at, and what'd you go with on in middle of the?
No, I was Najee had some interest for me, but no, I was pretty set on Devontae Smith. I thought, I mean, he killed it last year, third round. I think he was underrated. AJ Brown, I mean, clearly he's turned out this year, but I kind of liked Devontae to, you know, be 1A, 1B type deal. And he is. I mean, he's got terrific route running, terrific hands. He's just not getting quite as many looks as AJ Brown.
That offense, it's been kind of trying to figure it out. You know, I've obviously got Dallas Goedert, who's gotten a bunch of targets, but not a lot of action. They started with Kenny Gainwell as the back, and then DeAndre Swift has now emerged as
he looks
disgusting, dude. He is like
taking him.
Man, he's making people miss. He's bursting through holes. He looks electric. And then, of course, you got Jalen Hurts, who's, you know, it's one of those things, just like you mentioned, Joe Burrow's kind of gotten it done on a winning perspective. Jalen Hurts, what is he known for? Fast as fuck, getting it done with his legs. And so
I think he's broken that stigma. He's developed into a, you know, elite quarterback. He's top five quarterback for sure. And not just from a fantasy perspective, he's winning games and getting it done.
No doubt. It's just a lot of mouths to feed if he decides to take off. Yeah. And so, but I think, I mean, he's been solid for you. I'm looking at his weeks, 13 points, 25 points, a down week, 4 points, 11 points. Devonta Smith's been fine for you. Good.
Yeah. So, and I think better days are still ahead for him too.
And then right after that, I mean, it was Calvin Ridley, who's been very hot and cold as of late. Debo Samuel's been injured, probably going to pick it up. And then,
I like Debo, but yeah, like you said, injury, just, I don't know. I do feel like Debo slipped. And he's had, what, one big game?
Slipped in his talent list, like skill level?
I think draft, late third.
I was a little surprised. Yeah, I was surprised Ayuk was middle of the fifth, so not too much discrepancy. Right. Yeah. I agree. You know, the way that he runs the ball, but CMC's just taken so much. But I think you made the right call there for those players. And then circling back in the fourth, you've got two wide receivers and a quarterback. Running backs on the board, Damian Pierce, Breece Hall with Aaron Rodgers at the time was probably pretty appealing. J.K. Dobbins, Aaron Jones.
Let's talk through the J.K. Dobbins was not going to be on my team ever again. Did that last year. That was a fucking waste of time.
Did he tear his Achilles? Was that what it was or something? Or ACL?
I think it was an ACL. Yeah. I held on to him like fucking 11 weeks. I don't even know. He played maybe two games for me and got me like 7 fucking points. I dropped him, and then he ended up being the fucking lead back at the back end of the season and like performing against me. But
crazy.
Yeah, J.K. Dobbins. He's on my shit list. Never playing him again.
And of course, this
Breece Hall's a good running back.
Let me just finish the J.K. Dobbins. This week one, Achilles injury out for basically the year.
There's zero regret. on J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah. I feel
like a poor guy, but yeah.
No.
But I thought Dalvin Cook was going to be, and I guess neither one of them are really getting a whole lot of points, but Breece Hall has looked good. He's had great runs. So I kind of agree with him that he probably needs to be getting more touches than he is. But,
that you don't force the issue and you kind of take best player available in some ways in George Kittle.
I like Kittle still. Kittle's had a great week for me, but he's a high and low guy. Like you said, a lot of mouths to feed. Looking at the Niners, that's got to be the most mouths in the league. So.
No doubt. And, you know, when that one week that he did pop off for 7 catches for 90 yards, it was because Debo sat. And so you're kind of hoping that one of those fragile receivers, Ayuk or Debo, can kind of find their way into the medical tent a little bit.
And I think it's game two. I think they're like, all right, well, we need to get this piece of the ball. We need to keep everyone in the locker room happy. So you're going to have – and Kittle blocks too. He's out there. I mean, he's getting plays, so – he's not a ball hawk type guy.
And quite honestly, I mean, they're the best team in the league. They are crushing people.
And I would say hands down.
they're not having to fourth quarter do anything. And so George Kittle's just kind of, yeah. Now this week they host the Cowboys. The Cowboys had that one mistake against the Cardinals. I think they were just caught sleeping, but that's a very good team. And it's a premier matchup.
I don't think anyone's on the 49ers level.
No.
The Cowboys defense against Brock Purdy is your best hope.
Agreed.
But otherwise, okay. I mean, yeah, if they're getting the ball, they're trouble.
I agree. I think the 49ers win probably by, you know, in between 4 to 7 points. I think they get it done. But I think you're hoping as a Kittle owner.
Sorry. I'm getting a couple of points here.
Are you? Are you racking up a little bit? Oh, I see you there. I see you at 4.5 points. That's not bad. Oh, no. 5.5 now. That's actually not bad, dude. Receiving yards are paying dividends.
Oh, he's catching it again.
Oh, my God. Oh, the dump.
Drive with him. You got nothing else going.
The dump off galore right there to Brian Robinson. You hate to see it, man, in the second half. Get Antonio Gibson the ball. But no, George Kittle's been.
So I had Antonio Gibson last year, and I knew Brian Robinson was the one they wanted to play. So skip like 6 rounds later, I got Brian Robinson was a good pickup whenever I got him.
Yeah, we'll tease out. So, I mean, by the 5th round, I feel like you've got to feel a bit forced to finally get some running back action, right?
And I went running back, right?
You did. You went Alexander Mattison, which if, you know.
As a 5th round running back, I mean, he's shown up the last 2 weeks. Ran into brick walls the first two, but he's got to stave off Cam Akers now. Them signing him kind of is what's got me worried. Him with Ty Chandler, he's found his footing. I felt good about it, but.
Well, they only signed Cam Akers because Alexander Mattison has not looked good on the NFL field. He has not been skilled player.
But he's been averaging over four carry now.
He's kind of come alive now that the, you know, fire's put under his butt, but that was against the Chargers and the Panthers, which are terrible run defenses. He has to go up against KC. KC is a legit defense, and I mean, I think KC straight up just wins that game. For sure. And
I mean, I don't love Madison, but I don't hate him. I've got another running back on my team I don't like more.
You look at the options that were there for you. You've got Javonte Williams, you know, for the Russell Wilson led Broncos. That's not very exciting coming off of injury. He hasn't really done much. Hawkinson's been fantastic at the tight end, but you already had George Kittle there. And then it was like Cam Akers of the Rams. That would have been devastating.
Yeah, that was a bad.
James Conner on the Kyler Murray-less Cardinals. That's pretty scary. So, no.
I'll tell you. It wasn't that round. Khalil Herbert, whenever he was later.
Herbert was maybe a ninth round pick. Back of the 9th round. Yeah.
Yeah. I was considering him. I should have probably picked him up maybe. I don't know. I don't remember who I got in the 8th and 9th, but
yeah, we can kind of cruise through these last ones, although they obviously, you know, these picks are important. But then you go back to back running backs with Miles Sanders. Right. You pass on the boy, David Montgomery, there. Thank you so much for that. He has been wonderful. Appreciate it.
I guess I was playing with Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah, that's scary.
Miles Sanders is supposed to be the guy there. He's like their only piece. Chuba Hubbard's been a backup running back for what? How many years? 4 years?
Always behind CMC and never showing out.
Right. Even last year, whenever CMC got traded, Chuba Hubbard wasn't putting it up.
Yeah, but being but the guy
brought in as like the feature back.
And I guess the unknown with Bryce Young there, like who knows? I mean, rookie quarterbacks usually fail, but he could have been the CJ Stroud of this year where he's actually doing well and, you know, the Panthers are decent. So I don't hate the pick, but love the David Montgomery right now. We'll see if Jahmyr Gibbs can overtake that. And then back to wide receiver. You take Judy over Kadarius Toney, Christian Watson, Christian Kirk, etc. Chris Godwin, I was surprised that went in the 8th round. But Jerry Judy, you know, thought to probably be the one of that team, whatever that team ended up being with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, and I looked at his last year's performance. Last year, he lit it up.
He was good.
I was ready for I was ready for Russ to do better than dog shit, which he hasn't really. And Cortland Sutton's kind of, I mean, it's two way tie there, and got Marvin Mims also in the mix. So
Ooh,
I got rid.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Who just scored the touchdown?
Is that Howell himself?
Oh, tasty. Love that. Love that. Let's see the Bears choke this game away, man. Let's see the Manders.
Last week.
That's nuts, dude. That's nuts. 27-3. Manders come out of halftime and they put up 8 on the board, getting the 2-point conversion as well. That's spicy. You promptly flipped Judy.
I did.
And Tua.
Yep. Well, so when I got Tua in the next round, right? After Judy, 7th.
Ooh, I think you probably got him later than that. Oh, no. Well, no, you're right. Even though you had a second round quarterback in the 8th, you pass up on talents like, well, I got Gabe Davis. He's been exciting for me. But man, you go for your second quarterback there as a little trade bait, and it panned out.
Remember, that's he got auto drafted because I timed out.
Ouch, dude. Ouch.
It was between A.J. Dillon, which thank God I didn't go A.J. Dillon, and Hollywood Brown. Hollywood Brown's done well.
He has done. Mm-hmm.
Kind of would have taken him.
Right.
But Tua was the quarterback. I think it auto-drafted me Tua because he was in my queue. Because I was ready to not take a quarterback. If I didn't get one in the third round, I was hoping maybe Hurts or Josh Allen slipped to me in the third, and then I was going to pick one of them up. But then Mahomes, I guess, not really slipped to me in the second, but I ended up picking him, right? So I was bitter I had Tua anyway, because Tua was going to be my guy. And he's looked okay, but last week I was happy to make that trade.
I mean, tough to piece back the puzzle, but you could have easily had the Hill to a stack with a second rounder of, I guess it would have been Garrett Wilson, so you already got him back in the trade. So it kind of all worked itself out. But boy, you wish Jamar Chase would pop off. And then you get some late round running back value, I think. Brian Robinson in the 9th. I mean,
yeah,
that's solid.
I'm with it.
And then, Tyler Algier. I don't know.
He looked start.
Man, he did look good. In the games that they're winning, I think he will get action, but Bijan is just the truth.
If Bijan goes down, then he's certainly a piece.
No, he would be a salt.
Every backup running back.
He's a good handcuff for sure, but God damn, Bijan. If CJ Stroud has been the kind of rookie of the year at the quarterback, Bijan is just the truth, man. Oh, my goodness. That dude nasty. You get Jameson Williams in the 11th, knowing, I guess, that he's got the suspension coming, but
I think I might have forgotten. Honestly, don't remember. I mean, that part of the draft, I was like, I don't like any of these motherfuckers. Who else went around? Who went after Jameis?
It's Tank Bigsby.
Yeah.
It's Alan Lazard.
And if he was going to drop to me in the third, but he didn't.
Yeah. It's Tyler Boyd. The star of the 11th round, besides the Cowboys defense, Devon Achane. God damn you, Moonhead. How did you make that call? God damn it.
Yeah, I thought that was a bad pick. I didn't think Achane was going to be worth shit, but I was wrong.
Samesies.
But Jameson Williams could pan out. I mean, definitely. We at least don't know that he's shit yet, so that's nice.
I mean, I see you've you have not slotted him in the lineup. Dude, if Amon-Ra sits this weekend.
Is he supposed to? I'll keep my eye on that.
He's questionable. If he sits.
But this is his first week back with the team, though,
I know. But, dude, you got Rashee Rice in the lineup.
Well, okay, but look at – so I got him in the lineup because who do I have at quarterback?
Dude, and if you look stack. At
it, Rashee Rice is the top receiving target. Of course, you got Kelsey there, and Pacheco went off last week. But, I mean, for Mahomes to be doing well, he's got to have a receiver. And Rashee looks like his favorite one right now. Kadarius has looked like shit, right?
Shit.
So I don't feel a threat there. You've got Valdez-Scantling. I'd rather take a rookie over Valdez-Scantling, right?
No, I agree. But this week, man, I think if Amon-Ra sits, I think I would be slotting in.
I'll keep my eye on that. But I was thinking, let's watch Jameson Williams play in the offense before I throw him in the lineup.
You throw a flyer at Darnell Mooney, that obviously just didn't pan out.
Yeah,
it's a 13th. It's a 13th round, you know, flyer.
He got those 14 points week one, though.
Did you play him?
Played him. Only wow. time he started on my team, I got my value out of him.
Why the fuck would you have played Darnell Mooney week one? How's that even possible?
Was it week one or two? I played Darnell Mooney. Look at you got the computer up.
I mean, dude, this is your team. All right, we're going to look back on your week two, where you scored 82 points in a win Cody.
In the dub.
Jesus. And you did not play Darnell Mooney. Because Darnell Mooney put up a straight up bagel in week two.
Well, I think he was injured. I think he was injured week two.
I think you're right. Week one, your ass lost to Scott DeLorenzo.
No, I
swear you lost. How in God's name did that happen?
Was that
Darnell Mooney gave you every 14 of those points that week, man? And
I'm telling you,
dub.
Hey, and he never started again. I got no love lost for Darnell Mooney.
That's
keep going out there and playing second fiddle.
That's nuts that you actually got a dub off of, dude. Joe Burrow, week one, he scores 3 fantasy points against you. You win by 1 point. Joe Burrow puts up 4 fantasy points against me. Scott beats me by 20 points. CMC stuck his dick in my mouth, Al.
Jesus. Yeah, I don't know how I've won 3 games so far.
Absolutely insanity. But and then, you know, Darnell Mooney, whatever. It's a flyer. Those never pan out, right? Uh-oh.
Which one?
Darnell Mooney. But uh-oh.
Yeah.
15th round comes around. Biggest mistake of the league so far? Nico Collins in the 15th round. Everybody's just, they've already started smoking the dope. They've left the draft. It's on auto draft. Nico Collins finds his way to your team.
I should have kept it.
And then when did you let him go? When was that? What happened?
So I for one, fucked up picking the Patriots D. These defenses started going off the board, and I was like, oh, Bill Belichick D, let me get it. And then I looked at the damn schedule after the draft. I was like, starting against Philadelphia, I don't even know, then like Miami, Dallas. Like, I was like, God damn. This is not who I fucking wanted to pick in whatever stupid-ass round I drafted them in. Because I think I'm playing them this week for the first week that I'll have started them, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, so I dropped Nico Collins for, like, a fucking defense. The Commanders of all teams, which they ended up working out for me. I'm 3-1, whatever. But I don't got Nico Collins on my team. I should have dropped. There's a handful of players that should have gotten their asses dropped other than Nico. But C.J. Stroud, rookie quarterback. Texans, shitty franchise. They have Robert Woods for whatever it's worth. I don't know. I was like, who's wide receiver one? I figured it was Dan Pierce was the only fantasy value on the Texans whatsoever.
I was stunned at the pick. He wasn't even on my radar at all. And, oh boy, wide receiver 7. Through the year so far, 12 points, 28 points, 5 points, 37 points. And you missed out on all of that shit. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you're welcome, DC and Cody. He's been moving around a lot, poor guy.
My 15th round pick was Van Jefferson. I thought that was so spicy.
Oof.
Oh, God.
He's about the only receiver you don't hear about on the Rams.
My last 5 picks. Bateman, Warren, Clyde, Jefferson, Saints defense. Dogs.
That's why I ended up missing Williams. Who the fuck's on the board at that point?
Totally fair, man. Well, that's a tough you've had some ups and downs. Definitely lucked your way into this, but the matchup is here. And to look a little bit deeper at the matchup,
so I have on the team real quick.
What's up?
We're 4 games in. For the first 4 games, I've been projected to have the highest score in the league.
Seen it.
In all 4 weeks. Here I am sitting with, like, what, the third or fourth fewest points right now.
I have 2 words for you. Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase has been projected. It's slowly starting to work itself down into the
15s. I'm a single player that has played up to par. Like I'm trying to think. Devonta Smith. Probably my best. And he had a shit week. But, yeah, none of my team is really hitting on all cylinders. That's why week five. This is my week. I got Brian Wilson. He's almost got 5 fucking points.
I mean, honestly, Patty hasn't been that bad. 20, 21, 25, 13 against at the bad, Jets.
He hasn't been a second round quarterback either.
No. But you do have Patty going into Minnesota. Minnesota is horrific. And so it could be a bounce back week. I have Josh Allen hosting the Jaguars. Somehow Patty Mahomes is projected 2 more points than that. I don't know about that, dude. Josh Allen at home against the Jags. Oh, no, it's the London game. It's the London game. So
maybe that's why. Yeah.
You know, that's tough atmosphere.
That's the Jaguars home field right there.
It is. They have a lot of heartfelt fans there. Could be tough. They
beat the shit out of the Falcons just last week there.
They did.
Didn't they lose to, who'd they lose to before that?
Oof, was it the Texans?
Was it? No, or Indy? I think they lost
it. It was the Texans. They got stomped by the Texans.
What an interesting year it's been.
It has been wild. Keeping going, we said I have Joe Mixon, you have Jamar Chase. That'll be fun to watch. You have Alexander Mattison. I have Justin Jefferson. I think we know who has the better end there. I have Alvin Kamara going up against your New England defense. That'll be fun to watch out for. Gabe Davis.
Yeah, not going to be a fun one to watch. It's going to be a shit show. He's playing. Did he get hurt and they're playing Taysom?
That's Derek Carr season, buddy.
I thought Derek Carr was out, though. Is he back this week?
Derek Carr will never be out. Derek Carr played on one leg and one arm last week, and it was horrific. Jamius came in on one play, Al. One play. He chunks it 50 yards into triple coverage for the pick. You can't make it up. It's the best. I've got Gabe Davis to pair with my quarterback. You apparently have Rashee Rice to pair with your quarterback.
That is, well, that's TBD.
We both have middling tight ends in Kittle and Goddard, where we're both hoping for.
So what's Kmet at right now? Because I honestly thought about Kmet.
He's sitting at 13 points, 40 yards, and a TID.
Yeah, see, where Kittle's boom or bust, Kmet has been targeted every game. He's, for a tight end, he's getting consistent points.
He has been targeted. You're right. But you couldn't have done that. It's too early to do that, man.
Yeah, but I might not be too far from it.
Damn, Kittle on the hot seat. Well, Goddard has been on the hot seat as well, man. I've been trying to peek at little trades, but major demands too much for his tight ends. God damn it. Take it easy.
I mean, those are some good ones. Good ass flex players, too.
Not really.
I mean, Hawkinson's scoring like 15 a game on average or something.
Alex, we're trying to get him to sell low. Take it easy.
Because he's listening tonight.
Oh, Major's big fan. Big fan. Then we get into the flexes. Oh no. I'm sorry. We skipped Devonta Smith. You have Devonta Smith. I have Dallas Goedert. We've got a lot of interplay right here going into this week for sure. That'll be interesting to see where targets go. But then we get into the flexes, and here we go. David Montgomery, home versus Carolina. Oh, he could put up 50 for me.
Talk him up. He's going to be riding the bench after the first quarter. There goes his hamstring.
How can you wish injury, my man?
You're the one bragging on him. You're the one that's giving him the voodoo. It's Jahmyr Gibbs. He's going to get 35 points this weekend.
We get Mostert, number one running back in the league. Well, maybe behind CMC. He's up there. He's top three.
Yeah.
Playing the Giants at home. That's easy. Devon Achane, that was a fluke. He's done for. Mostert is the guy. We got that.
They what? Split carries last week.
I'm not scared.
Yeah.
You have Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson has made his way into the lineup.
I like Garrett Wilson. Honestly, looking at that game last week, I mean, he's a touchdown away from having a great game there.
Last 3 weeks, targets, 8, 9, 14 targets. Yeah. He is being
looked. And I traded Jerry, Judy, and Tua for that? That's, yeah, I'll take that all day.
It's nice. It is against Denver, the worst defense in the league. This is your Zach this Wilson is his chance.
Coming around last weekend. I mean, they can get it going. He had Zach Wilson last year and he put up performance, so
it could absolutely happen for sure. And then you, like we said, you got the we've got matching defenses. You have the Patriots, I have the Saints. They're going head to head. We have that's a lot of interplay. I'm looking at your bench over here.
On that now.
Wow, Miles Sanders hits the bench.
He had a groin injury last week and split carries with Chuba Hubbard. Was less efficient, I think. He's got a groin injury now, has had limited practice all week. Who are they playing? I don't remember who you told me.
It's at Detroit, which in years past would have been like, oh, smash, smash, smash. Dude, Detroit is legit on both sides of the ball. So yeah. I don't
They're gonna
mind
get
it.
Quick too.
But man, you look at Miles Sanders' targets as a running back, 6.593. That is great.
I should probably take another look at that.
Man, I can't believe. I mean, I guess Robinson was going up to Chicago, so that's kind of a must play. But interesting.
This season, he scored 30 points, so yeah, he's kind of forced himself upon me.
You have Rashi Rison over Miles Sanders. Stunning. But hey, it's your team. You do what you like. My team, I have Sky Moore as a potential option. And that's really, I guess I did pick up the Denver backup running back. If Javonte,
no one took him on a waiver.
$0 on the next day waiver for potentially a starting running back. What?
Yeah.
What is happening in this league?
Someone was going to bid $35 or something at least for him, but
pretty fucking embarrassing. It is against the Jets, and I don't even know if Javonta sits, if he'll crack my beautiful lineup, but had to pick him up on a whim here. Hey, man, thanks for coming on the pod, Al. Good luck on the week. I hope it's at least a fun matchup on a Sunday. Hopefully you're able to tune in on the Red Zone. Do you have plans for Sunday?
I do have plans. Okay. I'll be flying to Vermont on Saturday.
Oh, baby.
I'll be out and about exploring Burlington on Sunday.
That's so dope.
Probably staring at my phone in disgust, bitter attitude, pissed off because Rashi Rice isn't doing fucking shit. And Miles Sanders is going off for 23 points.
What brings you to Vermont?
Never been. It's fall, changing of the colors.
Nice.
Got the 10-month-old, so one something where we can just kind of sightsee without having to travel all around.
You know, I was pumpkin picking last week. Yeah. Saw a guy with a Steelers shirt on. Don't see much of that around Minnesota. Had to holler at the boy. He's like in his mid to late 60s, maybe 70s.
I'm like,
oh, homie, what's up? He says, oh, well, we're just heading on over to Vermont to check out the Kellers. And I was like, oh, I'm not familiar with the Kellers. He says, well, you know, changing foliage. And I was like, whoa, like this accent is so strong. Now, what I just did was probably a little more Southern than what he was throwing out there.
And you were the, what, kind of Pittsburgh used guys accent?
You know where that was, Al? That was a Nebraskan accent.
Oh.
I've never caught that in the wild before.
Yeah, that's cattle folk.
It was fantastic. It was perfect. I wanted to eat that up.
I am looking forward to it. It's going to be – I'm ready for fall weather. Burlington – I mean, it's going to be just small, quaint. It's going to be beautiful. I'm ready for it.
That sounds glorious. I looked this man dead in the eyes and said, I don't know the Kellers. Homie, this is Lila's first Halloween.
It is. I've got a picture I'll send you. She's going to be a Triceratops. It's precious.
And your neighborhood, I have to imagine, is buttered up for a perfect Halloween. It looks like a wonderful Halloween neighborhood, right?
We'll find out. I mean, we stayed at home and out last year.
That's fair. Will you put on the T-Rex outfit then?
You know, I have not picked out a costume. I don't like dressing up. Halloween is not my favorite holiday. Alex. But I suppose I will. I'll figure something out. I don't know who's going with Lila, who's staying back to hand out candy. Might take turns. Who knows?
Our parents raised us wrong on Halloween. Neither dressed up. You better break that tradition. Get the costume. Gibson Titty? Gibson Titty?
No, I caught like a 30-yard pass, though. I don't even know. He must have lined up as a receiver.
Homie, you've gotten 6.7 points. That's all you need. You've gotten your fill.
More. You just named off my team. I need every fucking yard I get.
Hey, man, we're heading down to Florida in a couple weeks. Are you going to be there?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
I forgot what I got going on. I think I'm going to be in Detroit, maybe, or I don't know. I've got plans. I know Dad's visiting you.
You're a busy man. All right, dude. Hey, thanks for coming on the pod. We'll have you on, do we actually have? No, we won't have a second matchup, will we? Week 15, no. It's one week before. So we'll have to meet in the playoffs.
So I had, looking at it, I got Cody Davis twice. Love that.
That's nice.
Vinkit twice.
DJ Moore.
Moonchie twice. Felt better about that earlier in the year.
Wow.
And I was licking my chops at the start of the season. Scott DeLorenzo twice. Fucking best team in the league.
That dude don't play.
He does play. He's going to lose. It's going to fall apart. There's no way he can make 17 weeks without just fucking crashing that team.
You won the pivotal early season matchup. The late season Scott matchup is not.
I want him. You see, so it's right now you don't want him.
You don't.
I beat him week one. By week eight, his team is going to somehow look abysmal. I don't know how he's going to do it, but it's going to be fucking awful. So yeah, by week 12 comes around, I'll be ready for him.
All right, man. Well, we'll see if you can sweep him. But, man, it's a 12-team league. Four teams go to the playoffs. It ain't easy. And you've pulled it off a few times in a row. We'll see if you can keep the fire going.
I've been there in fourth place. I'll still win this bitch. I don't care.
We'll tune into you next week. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Bye.